This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. To the day of his death, it would scarcely wrong any other to say, he was my most generous friend. Who wouldn't want to be known as Abraham Lincoln's most generous friend? Lincoln is talking about Owen Lovejoy, a congregational minister born in Maine, educated at Bowdoin College, who became a lawyer, an abolitionist, and a congressional representative from Illinois. His home out in Princeton, Illinois, was a major stopping place on the Underground Railroad, something he spoke out about publicly as a minister and as a congressman. Owen had a brother, also born in Maine, graduated first in his class at Colby College, then called Waterville College, and was the class poet and became a Presbyterian minister. He ran an abolitionist newspaper in St. Louis in the 1830s. Being run out of town, he moved his printing press to Alton, Illinois, and there a mob threw his press into the river. He bought another press, and that too was destroyed. He had a third press and was printing accounts of the abuses of slavery. That too was destroyed. His fourth press came and was housed in a barn. A mob of pro-slavery people set the barn on fire, and as Elijah rushed out of his house, he was shot dead. It is said he was shot 5 times. Elijah Lovejoy, in the words of John Quincy Adams, is known in the world of newspaper media and journalism as, quote, America's first martyr to the freedom of the press. In 1952, an award was created in his name at Colby College for journalists who, like Studs Terkel or Bob Woodward, most represent the ideas of fearless and free journalism. His murder moved his brother Owen and Lincoln and John Brown to speak out more against slavery. Lincoln gave a speech at the Young Men's Lyceum in Springfield in the winter of 1832, 2 months after the murder of Elijah Lovejoy. Lincoln said that, whenever the vicious portion of population shall be permitted to gather and to burn churches and to ravage and rob provision stores and throw printing presses into rivers, shoot editors, and hang and burn obnoxious persons at pleasure and with impunity, depend on it, this government cannot last. Lincoln was 29 when he made that bold statement. Later, freedom of the press was also at stake in the Civil War, and Lincoln had to deal with both sides of that freedom. On July 11th of 1864, William H. Simpson, the editor of the Republican Journal newspaper in Belfast, Maine, wrote a scathing editorial against Lincoln's draft order. He was arrested and indicted for treason. The other editor in Belfast, William R. Rust, of the Progressive Age, a pro-Republican newspaper, wrote an editorial against his competitor, calling Simpson, quote, a big rat coming out of his hole to gather up bad news and falsehood to print. Simpson was never prosecuted or jailed, and he voluntarily stopped the Republican Journal, which was oddly not pro-Republican, for the duration of the war. If we think of the freedom of the press as a spiritual value, then the idea of such freedom grows. When Lincoln ran the post office in New Salem, Illinois, one way he spent his time was to read all the newspapers that came into the office before their subscribers showed up. Newspapers carried the words that told the story of American values. Newspapers were to democracy like the Bible was to religion. Because freedom of the press was important to the creation of American democracy, so too freedom of the press now takes on complicated forms of life through electronic media and worldwide oppression and censorship and ignorance. Freedom is essentially a spiritual idea. The birth of freedom's expression, a free press, continues to be sacred and calls upon the courage of martyrs like Elijah Lovejoy, whose murder motivated his brother, and then Lincoln, even more to fight for the freedom from slavery, making him one of Lincoln's most generous friends. In the spiritual evolution of the value of the freedom of speech, we too can become generous friends and, like Lincoln, be lighted down in honor even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.